call today.
Free Talk Live. As we kick off hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about immigration and some of these ICE raids that were going on. Coming up this hour, hopefully we'll be able to finish up the final five things you didn't know about sex. But since we were talking about immigration, I've had this email burning up my email box for a little while. And it's one of those emotionalistic emails that sort of floats around the internet. You know, where somebody, you don't know who the original writer was, it appears as a foreword in your email box, and it's not really based on logic of any sort, it's just based on pure emotionalism, just to get people upset about something.
Mm-hmm.
This one's about immigration.
Okay.
And Sloppy Joe emails in. He says it's actually been circulating around his workplace. It's very bigoted and narrow-minded. It was sent from my boss, so I'd like a good response, and thought that you guys would be able to help me out. So here it is. Subject, let's say I break into your house. A lady wrote the best letter in the editorials in ages. It explains things better than all the baloney you hear on TV. You can tell things are going to be good when the first sentence doesn't even make sense. The best letter in the editorials in ages. Her point, recently large demonstrations have taken place across the country, protesting the fact that Congress is finally addressing the issue of illegal immigration. Certain people are angry that the U.S. might protect its own borders, might make it harder to sneak into this country, and once here, to stay indefinitely.
The terminology protect its borders has never been used at any time with immigrants. I don't know why we've started now.
What do you mean?
What are we protecting our country from? We're not being invaded.
Well, first of all, we aren't being invaded, and we aren't doing the protecting. And the United States government is going to supposedly build the walls and do the protecting. But guys, I see your point. There's no invasion, though the immigration zealots would disagree with you. They would absolutely call it an invasion.
Show me some proof of invasion.
Well, there's people coming across the border.
Uh-huh.
And they're invading.
And some of them are committing crimes. I think you could probably make that assertion.
And they're bringing diseases.
Right. Well, I think that's probably the very best point that they can make, you know. But it's not great, and where's the evidence of these diseases?
It's not there.
It's just not there. I mean, we should be, at this point, we've been having illegal immigrants come across the border for quite some time. We should be overrun with drug-resistant TB.
Sure. Let me see if I correctly understand the thinking behind these protests. Let's say I break into your house. Let's say that when you discover me in your house, you insist that I leave. But I say, I've made all the beds and washed the dishes and did the laundry and swept the floors. I've done all the things you don't like to do. I'm hardworking and honest, except for when I broke into your house.
Oh, wait a second. It's not your house, though. It's our house. I live there, too. And I want him to stay. He made the bed, and you don't make the bed, you creep. He made the food, and you don't make the food, you creep. He took out the garbage, and you don't take out the garbage. I don't want him to leave. I want you to leave.
Ooh. Now, your claim on the house, if it's our house,
it is just as relevant
as anyone else's.
Hey, one of my, my last name, one of my ancestors, not my real ancestors, I'm adopted, came over on the Mayflower. I think I got a better claim than a lot of these Irish and Italian and German mixed people.
Exactly. This isn't a fair analogy in the first place, but nonetheless, we'll continue with this email just because it's mindless. According to the protesters, you are required to let me stay in your house. You are required to add me to your family's insurance plan. You are required to educate my kids. You are required to provide other benefits to me and to my family.
Now, this is where the problem comes in. This is why there's so much animosity.
Who's doing the requiring?
It's the government. Now, we hate the immigrant.
Certainly not the person coming into the house.
We hate the immigrant for coming here, but it's the government that puts all these mandates on us.
Says, my husband will do all your yard work because he's also hardworking and honest, except for that breaking in part. If you try to call the police or force me out, I will call my friends who will picket your house carrying signs that proclaim my right to be there. It's only fair, after all, because you've got a nicer house than I do, and I'm just trying to better myself. I'm a hardworking and honest person, except for, well, you know, I did break into your house, and what a deal it is for
me. See, now, here's the difference, though. What they fail to mention is, you know, this person's talking about their house that's been broken into. Mm-hmm. Well, when they came to this country, they broke into somebody's houses, except we didn't have any locks on the doors at the time.
Mm. The Indians, you mean?
Or the Indians are, you know, plenty of the Irish, the Italians, all kinds of, you know, immigrants have come to this country, and they've been welcomed. Not welcomed, they've been allowed to come in, and then they've often been discriminated against. But, you know, that's where the laws came from. The discrimination built up, and then we decided we need more rules here, and the government loves rules, so it complied.
I live in your house, contributing only a fraction of the cost of my keep, and there's nothing you can do about it without being accused of cold, uncaring, selfish, prejudiced, and bigoted behavior. Oh yeah, I demand you learn my language so you can communicate with me.
This argument really bugs me because nobody has ever told me I needed to speak Spanish, ever.
Right. And you know, you press one, you know, one for English, marque dos por español.
I shouldn't have to make those choices. It should be all English all the time.
Right, you know, and here's the thing.
I don't want to hear anything but English ever in my life.
And that's really what the point is. They don't even want to hear it. Look, it's not the government that's mandating the businesses offer service in Spanish. The businesses are doing it because they want the business of those people that speak Spanish. And who the hell are you to tell those businesses otherwise? Look, if I want to do a radio show in Spanish, screw you! It's my radio show! Shut up!
Mendejo. 800-259-9231. If you have a comment on this, you know, it's hard to even operate inside this
right.
silly
it's entirely
house.
Emotional.
This entire house idea.
The house analogy is entirely flawed.
It's bad.
Because it's not this one person's house.
Right.
It's 300 million people's houses.
The house analogy belies this person's unthinking agreement and belief in collectivist concept.
It does that too.
He starts out with, the entire email starts out with, you know, a collectivist concept that the U.S. might protect its own borders, as though we're all the U.S. and we're all protecting our own borders, when, as you pointed out, you might disagree with what this particular individual wants. And it's not our house. If you want to talk about houses, then we can talk about real houses, not this fantasy house. Talk about real houses where if someone, whether they're an immigrant or not, tries to come into your house uninvited, you absolutely have the right and the ability to reject them. But it doesn't translate to a country that portends to be a free country, wherein in a free country you should be able to come and go as you please, whether or not you happen to be born in that particular plot of land in the first place. And so it's a disconnect. Anyway, he says, why can't people see how ridiculous this is? Oh, we can see how ridiculous your email is, trust us. Only in America, if you agree, pass it on, share this, forward it, blah, blah, blah. And do not blow it off. Or if not, blow it off along with your future Social Security funds and a lot of other things. Oh, it's all the immigrants' fault that you're not going to get Social Security.
You know, Social Security is flawed from the beginning.
Yeah.
But, you know, be that as it may. See, here's the thing. They want to get upset about the immigrants because there's a face. They can get all upset about the brown people coming across the border. Mm-hmm. When I wish they would focus their energy to where the problem is. The problem is welfare. The problem is this forced wealth redistribution they have out there. The government taking money away from one person who earned it and giving it to somebody who didn't.
You know, maybe there's something that could help these anti-immigration zealots come to understand that immigrants aren't the problem and there's a certain organization that is the problem. It's called the immigration quiz, the illegal immigration quiz from the Libertarian Enterprise. Question number one. There are only two choices to each answer.
Okay, good, because I don't want to fail.
Number one, who will remove you from your home, job, family, and community to lock you in a cage like an animal for no reason other than what you smoke in your pipe or grow in your garden? Answer A, government. B, illegal immigrants.
That would be the government.
Okay, number two, who demands that you surrender a portion of each paycheck to be used for purposes that they decide on rather than you?
The government?
Yep, okay. Number three, who demands that you render tribute annually or be evicted from your property, your house.
That would be the government.
Okay. We've got a few more questions. Maybe a few more questions. Maybe these questions will help those anti-illegal immigration people out there come to understand that the problem with this country isn't immigration. It isn't people coming here to make their lives better. It's the government. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
So we're going to get to the sex thing here in a moment. But just to finish up the illegal immigration topic, and of course your calls as well at 800-259-9231. We're taking a quick quiz, and this quiz isn't really for us. We're just answering the questions. The quiz is for those of you out there who are listening that hate illegals. You hate those illegals. You're taking your jobs and all that. Stop down for a moment and think about the real culprit, the real cause of all of the problems that you perceived. You perceive that, you know, welfare, they're coming here taking welfare, they're coming here taking these services. Well, as we pointed out, and we'll continue to point out, the problem is the government offering the services in the first place. The problem is the government taking your money by force and then distributing it to other people, whether those other people be poor people, in people that are working the system in your town, or people that legitimately could use the money, or so-called illegal immigrants, whoever they are. If they deserve help, they should get it on a voluntary basis. If they need help, then let charities and let individuals help those people out. The issue that these people, that the anti-illegal immigration people have, should be with the government and all of its mandates, and not illegal immigrants. And as this quiz is pointing out from the Libertarian Enterprise, the illegal immigration quiz, continuing here, there are two choices to every single question. Answer A is government. Answer B, illegal immigrants. Number four, who demands that you take no medicine or medical treatment without their permission?
The government.
Who? Number five, who tells you whom you may or may not hire?
The government.
Number six, are you sure illegal immigrants aren't coming in telling people how to run their businesses? Number six, who demands that you turn your children over to them for indoctrination on a daily basis?
Not true.
What do you mean?
They don't demand it.
What do you mean?
I can pay to have my kids indoctrinated any way I want.
That was the only question that
requires,
I found to be a little weird.
Who requires me to pay for the indoctrination of children on a wide scale?
Okay, fine, yes.
They don't require that I turn over my kids. It's inaccurate.
They do require that you turn your kids over to someone that has passed their standards, though.
That much is true, but their standards aren't that high. You can pretty much do what you want as far as homeschooling.
Fair, though. The question could have been written better.
That's the only one that I had a problem with those questions.
Number seven, who tells you with whom and under what conditions you may have sex?
They do, but the conditions seem to be wide and varied.
Who does?
The government.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
And there's easy ways to get around it.
Number eight, who claims the right to enslave you or your children to fight their wars?
The government?
You sure it's not Jose, the dishwasher? You sure? Number nine, who can seize your property for any purpose they desire?
The government.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that...
working on it. Not every state will allow it, but yeah, pretty much.
Despite the awful letter that we read in the first segment of this hour with the house analogy, no, the immigrants aren't coming in and waltzing through your house and laying down mattresses in your spare room without your permission. Only government claims the rights to lord over your property.
But they can't house soldiers in wartime.
Number 10, who tells you? Well, they actually, you know what, they did that in the Katrina fiasco. I mean, it says in the Constitution they can't, but they do it anyway. Number 10, who tells you what you may or may not read, look at, or listen to?
The government?
Yeah. Number 11, yeah. Who can kick in your door and go through your stuff with impunity?
Yeah, largely the government.
Right, because I think it was the government that kicked in the door and took Elian Gonzalez out of his house a few years ago, and it wasn't the other way around. I just haven't seen any examples of illegal immigrants behaving in the ways that government behaves.
Number 12.
I'm sure there's been a few illegal immigrants commit home invasions of some sort or another.
Number 12. Who's most likely to disarm you by banning weapons?
I'm noticing a trend here. It's government.
Maybe there's going to be a quick reversal here towards the end. We'll find out. Number 13. Which group claims to work for you gets exorbitant salaries but can't be fired unless you act in concert with large numbers of like-minded individuals?
The government.
Okay, you're having a tough time with this one.
Well, I'm only thinking about the scenario. I don't want to just answer out of hand. I'm thinking
it's
about
true,
it.
It's fair. Number 14, who created and perpetuates the welfare state?
Some of them are just so easy to answer, though. The government.
Well, right. They didn't create the welfare state. I mean, that's as much the citizens of
the welfare system, maybe, would be a better way to word that.
You could claim that that maybe immigrants came here and got into the government and created the welfare state, but those still wouldn't be illegal immigrants, and that would be a bunch of white immigrants that would have done that. Number 15, which of these terms is the antithesis of freedom? A, government, or B, illegal immigrants? We'll let you decide that one for yourself. 800-259-9231. Let's go to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, David.
Hey, howdy, y'all. I was, rapidly trying to find a great little quote for y'all. I'm out in San Francisco, and we have constant different New Year's, and every time you turn around, we got another New Year's. That's what makes our city strong. And it's kind of nice when you're talking about this whole issue of, Sal Eid Mubarak. That means Happy New Year in Persian. And we just had the Persian New Year a couple of days ago.
Fantastic. Hey, that's another excuse to drink.
Those Persians are Iranians, just so you know.
Well, you try to tell them that, because Iran was drawn up by the British after World War One, after World War Two. After World War Two, all of the big colonial powers had to give up their colonies. France, Belgium, Italy, England had to, they were forced to give up the colonial holdings that they had and free those countries. That's why Africa and South America became free and much of Asia and whatnot. And the whole idea of Persia and the Middle East, those were drawn by the British as they were leaving. They drew these imaginary boundaries that really had no basis in reality and were designed.
I thought that was at the close of the First World War after the Ottoman Empire fell.
Well, there were two different drawings. Lord Mountbatten had a big hand in 1948, but you're right. There were some boundaries drawn, I think 1914 or so, and it was actually slightly before World War One, and but it all pretty much leads to what I would call the corporate wars. I don't know if you've ever heard of what's called the Hazard Letter.
I've not.
This is a famous.
Is it the Dukes of Hazard? I'm sorry. Go
much
ahead.
Older than that. It comes from before the American Civil War. The South was considering secession, and they were going to their financiers. The British were going to finance them, and the British said, "Hey, give up slavery, just create the company store. You're going to make a lot more money, and you're not going to have to secede." So the Hazard Letter pretty much describes why the boundaries were written some years later. I hear
wow,
the music
a man
coming
that
up.
Knows his history. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back because I know you wanted to talk about the Walter Reed debacle. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to nofatnow.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Your show, bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8 on its toll-free lines. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 200,000 posts. Over 1,500 people interacting. It's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you will be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up anything as we go back to the phones, back to David in California. David, who knows quite a bit about history and all that, and what was the reason you had called for originally?
Well, I called originally to talk about Walter Reed. Yeah, the privatization of it. If you got an email, I can send you. Army Times had an article about trying to get subpoena some documents, and they had found out about a company called IAP Worldwide Services. If you got an email, I can send you over what I grabbed just at kind of at random. It comes out to be an amazing picture. You have an email that you...
It's ftl@freetalklive.com, but we're not going to have time to check it right now. So what was... is there actually a proposal to somehow privatize...
Oh, it's been
Walter
done.
Reed?
It's been done apparently some years ago. Some accounts that I've read said that even though the privatization contract went through some years ago, the actual maintenance didn't start until something like November of last year. But it still is no excuse for getting out there with a rag and wiping up mold, you know, and fixing a roof as soon as they got the contract and,
right.
you know, any number of other things.
The term privatization in use in this sort of circumstance when you're talking about the government giving a, you know, an exclusive contract to a company, in this case Halliburton, it's not fair. Because the company only wants to milk the government for as much money as it can get, and it doesn't have to perform. It doesn't have the same accountability as it does if it was, you know, being provided by the free market. If each one of those soldiers had the option of going to any hospital they wanted to, rather than having to go in order to get their medical care for free, like they've been promised that they would for the years that they served and their injuries were incurred in battle, if they were able to go to any hospital they wanted, there wouldn't have ever been the problem. The free market and real privatization would have handled that issue. But this sort of government contract, this crony capitalism, that's not the same stuff.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, since we brought it up, privatizing the VA is quite a task. I mean, thinking about getting the government out of where it currently exists in, and the military spending of the federal government is just tremendous. The amount of money they're spending in the VA is huge. And so how do you, as someone who's a small government person, coming into the federal government in order to slash and burn and volunteerize as many federal services as possible, what's a good plan to actually take the care of veterans out of the hands of the federal government?
Oh man, that's not an easy question. At this point, it's so enmeshed. I mean, the only thing that you could say, the only suggestion you could make, is that the government be responsible for paying for insurance for the injured vets for the rest of their lives.
Right. I see that, and presumably, if you're cutting government down to size, then you'll have more money from other areas that you could use for that. But with the ultimate goal, at least in my mind, not necessarily yours, Mark, but at least in my mind, of getting the government completely out of whatever it currently is in and eliminating it entirely, then you've got a bit of a sticky situation, because all these guys have been promised free health care for their entire lives. They've been getting free but shoddy health care from the VA, and I guess okay health care in some cases. But how do you rectify that? How do you make it so these guys feel okay about shifting away from what they've known their whole lives to something completely different without having them revolt and get angry and pick up guns and come after you? I don't know. Maybe selling out, maybe taking the old Harry Brown plan of selling off all the federal lands, the different, the two-thirds of the west of the Mississippi that's owned by the federal government, that sort of thing, selling all that off and taking that money in and maybe sort of dispersing it as a one-time payment to these guys, or maybe allowing them to purchase these insurance plans or something like that for themselves to where they'd be taken care of anyway. Yes, we could use the stock answer of, well, charity will take care of it, and charity may very well take care of it.
There are certainly plenty of people who like veterans out there.
Absolutely. But I don't know if that's a good enough answer to make them feel good. I think that they're going to have something a little bit more concrete. And I'd like to hear from you as to what you think those solutions might be at 800-259-9231. How do you eliminate the Veterans Administration? 1-800-259-9231. So let's go back to sex. Since we started the show with the top 10, or I don't know if it was in any particular order, but it was the 10 things that you probably never knew about sex. And, Mark, you had gotten through 10 through 6, and I believe we left off at number 5.
That's correct.
So let's continue.
All right. If a woman experiences an orgasm during sex, she's more likely to become pregnant, since orgasmic spasms in the pelvic muscles help move sperm up the vaginal canal to the uterus. And that only makes sense. If what is supposed to happen happens, then all the equipment's functioning properly, then it's more likely to work, you know?
What's funny about that is I think I learned that yesterday.
Really?
I can't remember where, but I came across that fact, and it definitely wasn't from you, Mark, and it could have been. I didn't read that article, so.
Wow. Well,
it only makes sense. I mean, you know, the male orgasms for impregnation, and certainly the female orgasm should be, too.
Indeed.
Crank up that thermostat. Orgasms can be more intense in warmer conditions. The degree of Bass's congestion, reddening of the or darkening of the skin known as sex flush is both more common in warmer temperatures and an indication of how intense an orgasm may be.
Huh. So if you want a better orgasm, turn up the temperature. I got to say, I don't know if it'd be worth it. I mean, could it be that much better? I can't imagine it would be, because I've certainly had sexual contact and that sort of thing in very hot conditions. We used to live in Florida, and in some cases, the air conditioning was just barely keeping the heat out. So I have to say that comparing my experiences down in Florida to my experiences here in New Hampshire, where the house is significantly colder than it was in Florida, I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Well, Viagra has made I would like to disagree with you. I really enjoy doing that, but I have to agree. While Viagra has made erectile dysfunction, that's affecting 10 to 12% of men, household phrase, the opposite problem, premature ejaculation, is more common, affecting 24 to 27% of men.
I don't know if that's an opposite problem, is it? It's just another problem.
I don't think there's really an opposite to erectile dysfunction,
right.
But yes.
Erectile dysfunction is where you have trouble actually...
What's the opposite of sheep?
The point where you need to be, to where you can have sex.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently reviewing a drug called Depo-Paxitine to cure this problem.
I know the solution. Marijuana. 1-800-259-9231.
Is that so?
I don't know. I think
it is. As I understand it, it's true, and from personal experience, it's true.
Yeah.
Just
from
my opinion.
Go on. Number two. The way you're looking. Very funny.
I just don't know what I'm hearing here.
I'm not recommending kids do drugs or anything like that, because...
I'm not recommending kids have sex either, so...
Right, nor am I.
Humans are the only horny members of the animal, aren't the only horny members of the animal kingdom.
I knew this one. Dolphins and, monkeys.
Yes.
Chimpanzees.
Bonobos.
Bonobos.
Right. They do it just for fun. Dolphins and a type of chimpanzee called the bonobo have also been observed engaging in sexual activity when they are not in their natural reproductive cycles.
Yep.
Those dirty little bonobos.
There was one website, and I don't know if it's still online, that gave you tips on how to have sexual contact with a dolphin.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
I don't know if it was
a joke.
It's
a really good way to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a joke website or not, but it was essentially targeted at what they call zoophiles.
Generally, how people get hurt with dolphins is...
It's trying to have sex with them?
No, the dolphin's trying to have sex with people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
They get excited.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, you really do. Is there one more?
There is one more.
800-259-9231. Some of the things you probably didn't know about sex. We'll share the final one here in moments, and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, but only moments remain, so just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. We give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. We've got two places for you to shop. One, amazon.freetalklive.com to purchase virtually anything you might need in life, whether it be DVDs, office products, accessories, sporting goods, furniture, even groceries, all there at amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. But you need to know now also that store.freetalklive.com is where you can go to buy cool Free Talk Live related merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats. We've also got the Free Marketeer flag. We've got DVD Classic Archive Collector sets. The bumper sticker, which, by the way, is free. You can get details on how you can get it for free at store.freetalklive.com. However, I'm expecting that that our man Johnson, who is in charge of the Free Talk Live store, is going to have some pretty cool announcements as of, hopefully, if all goes well, tomorrow night's show. So if you're planning on making a purchase at the Free Talk Live store, it might be a good idea to just wait for a day or so. And then we're going to have something, I think, pretty cool. In fact, a few items that we might be adding to our inventory. So once again, hang off. You can make your purchase now if you'd like, but I think you're going to find these pretty exciting. So once again, store.freetalklive.com. We're going to get to the final thing you might not have known about sex here in a moment, but first to the phones. It's Dan calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan situation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're having a lot of problems with the citizens taking up arms against our army, as you may well know.
And, I don't know if that's a problem, necessarily. The army has invaded other countries, so I think it's to be expected.
Well, we invaded Iraq hoping that the citizens would be behind us.
First of all, I didn't invade Iraq. I don't think you did either. Did you?
Well, I said we as in a country at, you know...
Gotcha. It's a collectivist thing.
All
okay,
right, yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. And so I think to end the war, we could maybe do something like a nuclear bomb.
Why would you want to do something like that?
Maybe so we can just get rid of like the citizens who hate us.
Well, how about instead of dropping a nuclear bomb on, you know, wherever it is in Iraq that you think you could solve the problem, why don't we just drop it on your neighborhood?
Well, because I don't hate the U.S. and
oh,
the U.S.
But,
is the greatest
hold on.
Country in the world.
What does that have to do with anything? Hating the U.S.? I mean, there's lots of countries out there that have nuclear bombs. Why don't they drop it on your neighborhood?
1-800-259-9231.
I'm glad that call wasn't serious.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thank goodness.
People that want to drop bombs just scare the crap out of me.
There really are serious people out there that have that mentality.
And you know, I mean, they just aren't following the golden rule. If it's okay to do to them, why isn't it okay to do to us? Please, don't drop any bombs on our neighborhoods. And in return, we shouldn't be dropping them on anybody else's.
Right. I'd also like to point out that the people in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and those other places, the people there don't necessarily hate Americans. They hate the United States government. Because it's not Americans, by and large, that are attacking them over there. It's people working for the government who happen to be Americans. But the rest of us aren't necessarily for it. In fact, the vast majority of Americans are against what the government is doing in their name. And so I think that many people around the world know that not all Americans are the same. Not all Americans are of the mentality of, let's just drop some bombs and wipe people out. And so that's obviously not a sensible solution, because you're going to end up killing hundreds of thousands more innocent people, people that have never done anything to you. And it's sick and twisted. And I agree with you, Mark. Thank goodness that that wasn't a real person.
Well, it's a real person. It was just a real person making a prank call.
Let's continue with the sex issue. The things you never knew, you might not have ever known about sex, the final issue, and then we'll talk about the high school sex newspaper.
Well, number one, not that it's the greatest tip of them all here, the typical lovemaking session lasts around 15 minutes, roughly 10 to 12 minutes of foreplay, around 3 to 5 minutes of intercourse. There you go.
There you go.
That's your typical session.
Sounds about right. All right, let's go to the high school news.
If it's taking you longer than that, you're doing it wrong.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Not necessarily, no.
I think if it goes too long, then there could be some chafing issues. But let's go to the high school newspaper situation that's stirring up some controversy. Julia, what's happening?
All right, well, this out of Hampton, New Hampshire. Some parents are protesting the sex edition of the student newspaper at Winnacunnet High School. Several said they were especially offended by a photograph of two women kissing under the headline, Why Men Love Women Who Love Women, a quiz question about anal sex, and an interview with an unnamed custodian who said he found a vibrator in the girl's shower.
What? Oh, this is
a government school? Yeah, this is a government school in New Hampshire, and this is a student newspaper that's put out on some sort of a regular basis, and they released a sex edition.
Gotcha.
Those articles offended me personally as a parent, says a school board member. It's not something you want to read with your 10-year-old, and it's not something that should be going
home. Wasn't this a high school?
Yeah, and why would you read the high school newspaper with your 10-year-old?
I don't think I would, I mean, necessarily, but okay.
All right. The principal says that the Winna Chronicle had crossed the line of responsible reporting, and that he had dealt with the problem privately. He also said that he had pulled the copies of the paper that normally would have been sent to middle schools in the cooperative school district.
Oh.
The kids wrote the articles and came up with the topic, says the advisor. They didn't go out to cause controversy, but the Winna Chronicle...
Oh, come on. Of course they did. You put a picture of two lesbians kissing on the front page of your high school newspaper. Of course
that's
you intended
exactly
to cause controversy.
Sure.
And actually, there's a quote later from the students that where they admit that they knew that there would be controversy.
Yeah.
But that's not the only reason they did it. The newspaper is not reviewed in advance of publication by administrators.
That'll change.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The school board has not discussed the controversy in a public meeting, but parent Paula Wood says she wants it on the agenda. Peter told her that it would have to be discussed in a closed session because it might involve some personal issues. I don't want to discuss personal. I want to discuss the paper. I thought it was a vile, disgusting piece of pornography. I wouldn't want... That's funny to me because obviously this person has never seen pornography.
Really bad pornography if they think that's a vile, disgusting piece of pornography.
Wood says that she and her children, two boys, discuss sex openly, but not in a disgusting manner.
Hmm.
I'm sure your boys are really comfortable talking to you about sex.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
As we put the pages on the table, the staff said, "Oh my goodness, is this false? I had no idea. But this is definitely stuff that kids don't know about." They also got a lot of feedback on the article about lesbians. "We thought it was an important topic to address. Being in high school, it's always something I've seen and something other kids see in the hallway." In an
what? The hell?
Sex in the hallway?
What is going on?
"I've never seen it, but when I was looking for show prep, I found an article about fifth graders having sex in a classroom, so..."
They're not talking about sex. They're talking about lesbians, right? They see lesbians in the hallway.
They see girls kissing, perhaps?
It must be kissing, because I can't imagine lesbian sex goes on.
I've never seen such a thing in high school.
It's kind of trendy nowadays to be bisexual for girls, because guys like it. Why do men love women who love women?
Mm. Indeed.
"We thought it was an important topic to address. Let's see. These stories have been edited and re-edited for content and delivery, keeping in mind that the job here is to inform, not shock. It's about sex," says the editorial. "Deal with it. It is something parents hope their children remain ignorant about until after the marriage. It is something faculty members and administrators hope not to deal with, but something that almost all students have to deal with, have experienced or been exposed to."
Is this actually an excerpt from the editorial itself, or what?
That end quote was.
I see. And I agree with that. I mean, it's absolutely something that kids deal with on a regular basis, no doubt about it. But I also understand where the parents are coming from that are taking offense to this sort of thing. They may not, they may have a religious sort of upbringing to where they don't want their kids to encounter material like this, and I totally understand where they're coming from. In which case, there is a simple solution.
Yep, this points out the real problem with...
Every single time, it always comes down to this solution. The fact is, because this is a public school, because it's funded through property taxes, I've got to pay for this quote-unquote vile piece of pornography, mm-hmm. or maybe I feel like it's far too tame and doesn't teach kids the right amount of stuff, or whatever it is.
Right.
I've got to pay for this school newspaper to be produced. And I don't want to.
Me neither.
I don't, I'm not on board with it. Now,
I might agree with the content, but I don't want
to
pay for it.
I might be very happy to support a privately funded school in my neighborhood so that the kids in my town could grow up educated so that I could have, educated prospective employees coming into my business, but no, not like this.
And, of course, nobody's going to make that suggestion to these parents. It's just going to... This is going to be fuel for the feeding frenzy of parents who are going to go to the school board meeting and argue and complain and attack one another verbally over the content of this this newspaper so they can figure out what one-size-fits-all curriculum should be offered as far as the newspaper is concerned. And all of that will never solve this problem. It'll just override it for a short period of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.